students in many cities are demanding better COVID safety measures at schools in places like Boston, Chicago, New York, Denver. And in Oakland, California yesterday, students began staying home to strike, in their words, until demands are met. This comes as a teacher sick out forced three Oakland schools to close. Let's bring in reporter Ashley McBride for the latest. She covers schools for the Oakland Side, a news nonprofit. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
We talked to you last week as students were threatened in this strike. Now, 1,200 students have signed a petition. Is this boycott getting people's attention?
It definitely is, and this isn't really surprising. As you mentioned, the petition has been going around for a few weeks where students said they would do this if the district couldn't meet their demands by Monday. And so yesterday, Tuesday, was the first day of the strike or boycott where students chose to stay home from school.
Yeah, and students in this Oakland Unified School District have petitioned for a number of things: high-quality masks, outdoor lunch spaces, and above all, testing, weekly PCR tests. What has the response been from the school district?
Right. So the district is in the process of meeting two of those three demands as it relates to the KN95 masks for all students and staff and installing covered tables and structures for students to be able to eat outdoors. Those things are in progress. But the sticking point is testing. And as you mentioned, students really want the district to be able to provide weekly or even twice weekly PCR testing for everyone on campus. And right now, the district has said they're kind of at their limits. They're doing everything they can to test, but they're really prioritizing schools and classrooms where there have been confirmed cases and testing those students who were exposed.
So if the district can't meet everything the students are asking for and they say they're at their limits, what happens now? Does this strike go on?
Yes, the students are planning to continue striking this week, and on Friday they are planning to gather in front of the school district office, the central school district offices in downtown Oakland, to protest and picket in front of the office where like the superintendent and all of the senior leadership work.
So we don't know how long this could go, yeah?
We don't. The district has said that their leaders are meeting with students and trying to come to a compromise on testing, but it seems like the students are really standing their ground on this. They really want mass testing for everyone.
Now, you told us last week that school districts in California want to keep in-person school because a lot of state funding depends on in-person learning. Does that mean remote learning is off the table for now?
Right. Remote learning is not really an option right now. Oakland Unified, along with other school districts in California, are doing everything they can to try and keep schools open. And if that means they have to use, folks from the central office to go substitute teach when teachers are sick, that's what they're going to do. And the district has said that they're not going to shut down because of low student attendance, but they will only close if there aren't enough adults to run the schools.
Ashley McBride is a reporter who covers schools for the nonprofit community news publication, The Oakland Side. Ashley, thank you again.
Thank you, Scott.